You've got Goose, you've got Sharon, and you're entering into the core, brought to you by Zelcore Plus, the one cryptocurrency wallet for all your custody and trading needs. For more info about Zelcore, check out zel.network. And today we're very excited to welcome a special guest, Sharon Nair, who is the Chief Business Officer of CoinSwitch and CruxPay. Sharon, welcome to the core.
Thank you, James. It's nice to have you here.
Oh, it's good to have you too. I'm so glad that you were able to take some time out of your busy schedule. You guys have been so busy doing all kinds of really interesting things. And really what I want to talk about today is your latest offering, which is CruxPay. What can you tell us about this new project that you're working on?
All right. So CruxPay is something that we're very passionate about. To begin with, let me just explain to everybody what it is. So basically, CruxPay is an open source, decentralized protocol for a blockchain naming service and full payment protocol. Now, if I break it down, what it essentially does is that it enables users to create usernames, and they could link all of the crypto addresses to that particular username. Now, using that username, users could interact with each other by sending or receiving funds, and without really having to remember those complex, long-looking crypto addresses, or even having to worry about things like memo, IDs, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Apart from that, users would also be able to request payment from other users. Not just that, even businesses would be able to request payment from other users. Now, what that would do is that it would drastically improve the success rate of payments, because users do not have to worry about the addresses, users do not have to worry about entering the right amount or entering the right currency type, and all of that would already be pre-populated in the payment request that they get. And users would also, the third thing what it does is that users will also be able to connect to dApps by a single tab and approving their login through their Crux ID.
Okay, fantastic. So this has many facets to this one sort of thing. Now, what some people have described this as is basically an email address for blockchain. Does that make sense?
Yes, I would say yes. That sort of sounds right.
Okay, so what I'd like to do is just get a little bit of background information to sort of build up into what CruxPay is and how powerful it really is. So if we were to take a look first at your original project, which was CoinSwitch, maybe you could tell us a little bit about CoinSwitch, and then we could talk about the connection between the two.
Right. So CoinSwitch is basically an exchange aggregator that we built 3 years back. What it does is that it enables users to swap over 300 coins by comparing prices across some of the leading global exchanges on our platform. And they could execute the trade on any of these exchanges like Binance, HitBTC, OKEX, etc., without having to create an account in any of these exchanges. We made it really easy for users to go from coin A to coin B without really having to figure out where is coin A or B available, without having to worry about where is the best price they would get, and without really having to worry about custodial risk, because we are a non-custodial exchange.
Okay, so I have a screenshot right now of the website, and right there, front and center, you have basically coin A and coin B. So it says right here, you send Bitcoin or any of the other coins that are offered. And you said there's up to 300 different coins that you can trade here through CoinSwitch?
I think it's more than that, but I'm just being on the safer side and saying 300.
There's something right here in the box that actually says 394.
Right.
So you're almost to 400 coins that you can trade right here. And so you send the coin A, and then over here on the right side, it says you get, and it looks like you can trade with up to 212 coins. So you can get all kinds of different coins back for whatever you send in. Do the trading pairs change? Like if it's BTC, is it different than if it's Ethereum?
Yeah. So trading, the number of coins would change based on what coin do you select on the coin A side.
Okay. So if I were to select something like Litecoin, for instance, then it will go ahead and load up whatever possible trading pairs are available for Litecoin. And in this case, that's 212 coins. So very significant amount of trading capability here, all without the need to have an actual account at any of those major exchanges.
Exactly.
That's the beauty of this whole process. I think it's a really cool system. Now, there is an option here to buy with bank card. Can you talk a little bit more about this idea of onboarding with fiat?
Right. So one of the things that people, a lot of users came up to us and said, like, hey, you've built such a great product for people to go from coin A to coin B, but how do I even get hold of crypto? Like, why would you not, do you have something where it could make it easy for us? So what we did is we partnered with third-party service providers to provide a seamless fiat on-ramp for users, so they could just come in and then swipe their credit cards or the debit cards and buy cryptos to begin with.
Excellent. The idea here is that you can accept Visa or MasterCard payments for crypto. Right. Now, what trading pairs would be available in that kind of a setup?
Now, that depends on the third-party service providers. Depends on the country that you're trying to use the card from. If you're trying to use it in the US, then you probably would have access to about 6 or 7 coins. If you're trying to use it from some other part of the world, then you might even have access to up to 100 coins.
Do we find that there is a premium for doing it this way versus if you were actually to connect your bank account to some place like Coinbase or something like that?
Oh yeah, so there is a premium because, and that premium is not because we charge the premium, but the premium is mostly because of the bank cards. Yeah. And also because the third party provider has to deal with the chargeback. So when you take into account things like chargebacks and the bank processing charges, then there's a good amount of premium as compared to what you would do when you try to do a Coinbase account.
And you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that. This is probably one side of retail that most people don't even really give a second thought to, is that the person who is responsible for the transaction, so that's the retailer, the person who is selling the crypto in this case, right? They are the ones who have to take the risk that you're not going to cancel that transaction, right? Because somebody could come on here, buy several hundred dollars worth of crypto, and then call up their bank card and say, cancel that transaction, and then what? Right? Is somebody out of their crypto now because, you know, somebody was dishonest? So there is a certain, you know, insurance as it were.
Right.
And that's kind of baked into the added fee that you pay.
Yes.
However, if you're in a place where you can't get crypto or it's more difficult to do so, this provides a really good alternative method, right? So if you can't get an account on an exchange that allows you to connect your bank account or whatever, but you can use your Visa card, or even people who want to go to the store and purchase a gift Visa card, you can use that to purchase your crypto.
Yes.
And I think that's probably one of the ways that more people are going to start doing this as the regulations get tighter and tighter. Not to encourage anybody to do anything that they shouldn't be doing, but if you really want to remain anonymous, one of the best things that you can do is just pick up one of these Visa gift cards and then go on here and buy the crypto that way. So this is a cool feature. Now, as we sort of move into CruxPay territory, we start to get, I don't know, you tell me, is it less anonymous now? Because you've got a name associated with all of these crypto addresses. So basically, as we were saying earlier, CruxPay allows you to pick a human readable, so your own name, kind of like your own email address for cryptocurrencies, and it links it to all of the addresses in your wallet, right? So what's the implication there for anonymity, and have we finally gotten to the point where that's not as important as convenience?
Oh, no. So it's still very much anonymous, right? Because a username could be anything.
Okay.
Right? Like, I have a colleague whose username is Pete at Zell.crux. Now, you don't know who is Pete at Zell.crux.
Right.
Right? So you could pick up any name you want. It doesn't necessarily have to be a username because I don't even know what's your name. Right? Even in terms of addresses, when you start adding addresses, currently all addresses are publicly visible, which means you would be able to see the addresses linked behind the particular username. But going forward, in the next release, we'll also be having encrypted addresses, which means only designated parties would be able to see those addresses. So if I want to transact with you and give you my user name or Crux ID, then another person should not be able to decipher the address behind that username.
That's really interesting, because that does get into a whole realm of purchase anonymity, right? Because if there are people that want to make certain purchases and keep that private between just the vendor and or the retailer and the customer, this is a really good way to go to anonymize that.
Right. So we're actually adding anonymity rather than taking it away.
Interesting. Very interesting. How is it possible that you can keep that so private between just two people?
It's basically, if I'm transacting with you and I'm trying to give you my username so you can make a payment to me, then the way you would decipher the address behind my username is through a shared secret that's between you and me. The shared secret is generally generated using an algorithm called Diffie-Hellman algorithm. And it guarantees that any communication that I have with you is only seen by you and me and nobody else.
Interesting. Okay. So there is a way that will be on the next release, right?
Right. So it basically just combines your private key and my public key, creates a secret which can only be deciphered by my private key and your public key. So it just generates a public key, private key on each end.
Okay. Nice. And as long as both of us have that particular secret, that key, then we can transact with one another knowing who is sending and who is receiving, but nobody else will know.
Yes, they wouldn't be able to decipher which address was linked to this particular username.
Excellent. So is that something that's going to be, is there going to be a paywall for that? Like, is that a service that will be offered? Or is that, no, so that's just...
We kind of do not believe in making privacy something which is payable.
Nice. Yeah, I like the way you think. I mean, because if we wanted to transact privately in any type of fiat currency, that is something that happens all the time. And people take it for granted, but they don't realize that you're actually entering into a private transaction with cash.
So just to add on, what I would like to also emphasize is that the whole idea behind why we want to build something is that we understand that there might be certain kind of transactions where you don't want third person to see. Maybe my salary, let's say you're my employer, you're paying me salary. I don't want people to see what salary do I get, right? And not necessarily the direction of doing or purchasing things that are illegal, the way you don't want to get tracked.
You know what? I'm so glad that you said that, because obviously cryptocurrency has to deal with the stigma that there's going to be bad actors. There'll be people who are using it for illegal things. And the majority of people in crypto, just like the majority of people who are using cash, are doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're trying to buy products. They're trying to buy services. They're trying to do things the right way, you know. And just the same way that you have people with cash who launder it and filter it and funnel it and do everything they can to hide what is being purchased. Obviously the same thing is going to happen with cryptocurrency. Does crypto make it a little easier? Yeah, certain coins do, but that doesn't mean that they become 100%. Sources of illegal activity and terror and all this kind of stuff, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So that being said, you hit the nail on the head with something very, very important, right? Salary. What employee of any company is going to want to be able to, is going to want to share their salary with everybody else in the company? What kind of dissent could that create? Could you imagine finding out that your coworker is making thousands of dollars more than you are for doing the same work? You know,
right?
That could be very, very damaging, not only to somebody's privacy and their reputation, but also to companies in general, because people are going to become upset based on being able to know that kind of information.
So when we're designing the whole system, it was more or less about, we understand that there are different brackets of transaction, right? For example, a shopkeeper might not really care about having his address public so that people could just pay him. But then when it's a one-to-one transaction, then you might not necessarily want to divulge the details to the rest of the people.
Yeah, but you know, CruxPay takes this to a whole other realm, right? Because when you're talking about business owners and shopkeepers, they many of them do keep records, like a history of who's purchasing what and when. And if nothing else, this allows people to connect that particular user now, because of the name, with a certain profile. So, for instance, if somebody is a watch dealer and he's selling watches, and he has a regular customer who likes to collect watches, and he comes in every 6 months and buys a new watch, right? Well, a lot of shopkeepers will have a history of what that person has purchased, and they'll generally link the name to whatever payment type they used. Today they used Visa, the other day they used cash, another time they paid with check, or maybe this time they used Bitcoin, right? And how do they know Bitcoin? Well, they could get the Bitcoin address, which is cumbersome and maybe will change, or they can get the Crux ID and not only have know that it's from them, but it's also could possibly be from any type of cryptocurrency that they want to send, which is actually expanding the method of payment. Well, at least as many as there are coins in the wallet that they want to use, right?
Right.
So, excellent. Sure. It's a really, really good feature. And we're actually very excited over at Zelle Core because we have included that in the wallet. What I'd like to do is show you my Zelle Core wallet and how we have been able to integrate Crux Pay into the Zelle Core wallet. So if we go over to the Apps tab, we can click on the Crux Pay logo here, and that will initialize Crux Pay, which allows me to then type in a name. I can type in whatever name I want to create my Crux ID. So in my case, I've typed in goose at zelle.crux. And then what this does is it propagates all of the addresses that are in Zelle Core and associates them with this particular ID. So now if anybody wants to send crypto to goose at zelle.crux, I'll get it in my Zelle Core wallet.
Right. That's what it does.
So, I mean, you got to admit, like, there's something to be said for the simplicity of how this works.
Right. And also the fact that you could quickly change addresses, the fact you could quickly add new asset types, you could modify addresses. Let's say you want to change the Bitcoin address. Let's say you use it for the first time, and then now you want to change the Bitcoin address behind your name. You can do all of that within seconds. So on a scalability level, I would say we are doing really well.
Okay, I'm just looking at my management here, and I can see where my Bitcoin address is. So I can remove this one from Zelle Core and then put a new one in.
Right.
So, or if I click on it, I can change it to another wallet.
Yes.
Oh, so cool. This is great. Well, Zelle Core gives you multiple wallets that you can use to populate your Crux ID. So at any given time, if I want to switch them all at once, I can do that, or I can switch out an individual wallet for any one of the three, or if you have Zelle Core Plus, you'll have three additional. So there are six different wallets that you can use at any given time with this Crux ID. Oh, that's great. And it's really simple to send. So if I were to go to my portfolio page, click on my Zelle Cash, and then click on send, I can just type in the Crux ID here, real simple, goose at zelle.crux. And then I can put in an amount, put one here, and click send. And what it does is it automatically searches through that whole list, finds my Zelle Core address, and sends the Zelle Core.
Right.
So simple. I mean, you don't have to memorize the wallet addresses anymore.
I don't think anybody even memorizes it, right?
Like, I mean, who could, right?
Forget about you even remembering your Bitcoin address. Even if I show you your Bitcoin address, you wouldn't even be able to identify it.
No, I always look at like maybe the last four digits or something.
Right.
That's as best I can do is, you know, maybe I look at the first four or the last four, but everything in the middle kind of is a blur. Yes. But now, goose at zelle.crux or whoever, whatever name you want, now's the time to get it too, right? Because it's just like when email was brand new and everybody was excited about email.
So very, very interesting use case of this is that someone reached out to us and said, hey, a particular link on your website is broken on the Crux Pay website, right? And he said that, hey, I've created a Crux ID on Zelle, and he had mentioned his Crux ID there. And because he pointed it out to us, we sent him some free crypto. And we didn't have to, like, on a normal day, we would have to be like, hey, give us your address. And, you know, then we have to wait for him to give us his address. And then we make the payment here. Because we already knew his Crux ID, we could just send it to him and say, hey, we've sent you something because you pointed out a debt link on my website. And we're thankful for that.
Now, is there a way to, I know there is through Zelcore, you can often sign a message. Is there a way to do that in other wallets?
You mean sign messages, sending communication? Yeah, you'll be able to do that with your private keys. Yes.
Yeah, that's really nice. Right. Yeah, that's something that I know there's
that would be something which we'll be using while we'll be doing Dapp Connect.
Yeah. Right. So I'm super excited to be sharing this with everybody. But I am kind of curious because obviously you have multiple wallets available. What other wallets support the Crux ID and Crux Pay besides Zelcore?
I could at least say we have about 5 wallets that are currently integrating. I wouldn't be able to give out the names, but you'll be able to see them out soon because a lot of them are in the finishing stages of a week away and things like that. But I'm pretty sure we would soon be able to get a lot more wallets to come and start working with us, because why would any wallet not want the future?
Right. I'm with you. I think it's a great idea. And it's about time that somebody actually made it easy for people to use cryptocurrency.
Right.
And not just one, but almost like all of the major ones for sure. And like you said, as far as CoinSwitch is concerned, almost 400 different assets are there. Zelcore has over 200, or almost 200, I should say. We have a ton more assets because of Ravencoin, and we're working on adding some Digibyte assets and things like that. But the core coins that are there are over 170, so we can support that many. And then, of course, all the other wallets that jump on board. And it's kind of a no-brainer, really. But we're so happy to be among the first to do it. And
to be very honest, we're very excited to be working with you guys, because, trust me, you guys are one of the most, because we work with a lot of wallets, and you guys are one of the most forward-thinking wallets, you know, who really understands what users need, and you try hard to give them what they need. And I'm not just saying this because I'm on your podcast. I'm not saying this because, you know, you're one of the first wallets who integrated us. But even when I look at the kind of things that you guys build on Zell Labs and, you know, the kind of things you guys have been doing, it's really commendable.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, the team is phenomenal, and they are really working hard. I can't wait to see what happens when we launch both the new Zelcore Refresh version 3 and then also Zelflux, which is the gateway to our computational network. And that, I think, is really going to change the way people think about using crypto as well, because now you have something on the order of Amazon Web Services or Azure services that provide you either hosting or ways that you can make use of this computational network for additional processing and running those dApps. Now, you did say that CruxPay has easy dApp integration, right? So you can use your Crux ID to register with your dApps. So no matter what currency the dApp is accepting or running on, you should be able to use your Crux ID and make things a lot more easy for people to just start engaging with the crypto space. So very exciting. Yeah, we're looking forward to dApps too. In fact, that's what really the computational network is all about. So Flux will enable developers the opportunity to start creating something. And we're looking forward to seeing what they come up with. Well, listen, Sean, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day or your night, as it were, to visit with us and speak with us about CruxPay. Wish you all the best with it. I think it's a great offering, and we're really looking forward to the continued updates, especially the anonymity factor, that secret key, that signing key that you have between two people. So I really love that idea, and look forward to when that comes out.
Sure. Just to give a little add-on to all the people watching this, we're running a campaign with Zelcore, wherein any user who creates a Crux ID on Zelle and puts it out on Twitter by tagging CruxPay and CruxPay TipBot gets few Zelles sent around on their wallets.
All right, so you heard it first, and not even from me, but from Sharon himself, we're giving away free Zelle. Just put your Crux ID and make sure that you tag CruxPay and tag Zelle underscore core. So this way we know that you guys are...
And Crux underscore tipbot.
Okay, excellent. Well, fantastic. I can't wait to see how many people start to engage with that. I mean, you might as well get some free crypto, take advantage of the new features that are available. And once you set up your Crux ID, as soon as, for instance, and I already asked our developers this, I said, you know, what happens when we add new coins to the wallet? And they said, well, as soon as the guys over at CruxPay are aware of a new coin being added to the wallet, the address is added to CruxPay. So I thought, wow, I mean, this is a great way to work together and make sure that we bring the best crypto services possible to our users. So real exciting times here. I'm very excited. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you'd like more information about CoinSwitch, you can check out coinswitch.co, or you can go to CruxPay's website, cruxpay.com. And if you want to start using CruxPay with Zellcore, obviously get your Zellcore wallet over at zell.network, download that, install it, and then it's as easy as typing in your name, and then it will create a new Crux ID for you. So until next time, you have been In the Core, brought to you by Zellcore Plus, and we'll see you real soon.